Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that you predestined us in Christ. And now you've restored us in Christ. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this has all been your work that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you went out of your way to bring us back to the reality of a family of love, a family of purpose, a family of faith. Thank you that you have faith in us. And so you've done everything. And as we abide in you now, we just stay in the light of your love, in the light of work complete. Thank you. We can cease from our own labors and enter into your beautiful love work. And so you can stir up your faith in us to stay in track and develop on schedule in the family. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 3, verse 27 and 28. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith, apart from the deeds of the law.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the word is very clear, and we need to take hold of the word. You know, his words are pure, his words are faithful, they trustworthy, and the word says, by the deeds of the law, no one will be justified. And if we try to be justified by the deeds of the law, we have fallen from grace. So it's so important. And then there's this whole thing about the works of the law that people hold on to, and then there's also sin people hold on to, and both these have been dealt with. It actually says the law is a tutor to lead us to Jesus, and in Jesus we find the faith of God. We find everything that we were predestined to have is now restored to us. And even before that, he had to deal with sin, and the Bible speaks about sin. Sin has been taken away as far as the east is from the west. That is removed. And as we shared yesterday, the word of the Lord says that Jesus died for sin, once for all sin, for all people, and he now lives to God. So in the same way, reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. So being alive to God, that's where we find our justification. We find our justification in what he says is true. And he says we are righteous by faith, faith in his perfect love, faith in the perfect redemption we have, because the God had said, stop your nonsense, you can't get there. And yes, it was made available for a time. He put out there the wonderful requirement. The law portrays, it bears witness to who God is and what is required, but then we found we couldn't do it. And that was for us to realize we need a savior. We need a God of love. We need the power of the Holy Spirit that is powerful enough to break every lie of the evil one and all the powers and principalities of darkness. And this is what God has done. So where is our boasting now? Not in our ability to fulfill the law, or boasting in shame, in sin, in the wrong thing. It's boasting in the Lord now. Of God are we in Christ Jesus. It's God's idea. And in Christ Jesus, he's been made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That is everything. There's nothing less. It's everything pertaining to life. And so, as we said yesterday, it's now about looking to the Lord. And the Lord speaks light. The Lord gives love. The Lord gives his faith. So our faith is now rooted in his faith. And so we can arise and shine, because he's a good God that's provided in every way for his children to arise and shine and stop playing around with deception and lies and arguments, but take hold. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. So let him who boasts in this, that he knows and understands the Lord, and so understands these wonderful scriptures, these great and precious promises through which we partake of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, because it's all been dealt with in Jesus. Amen. We've got answers for the problem, light for the darkness, blessings for the curses. Amen.
Amen.